Hallelujah. Amen. Please take your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. So just slap your neighbor and say, it's a noisy celebration. A year of Jubilee. Because tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are going to celebrate with me. That's it. No, tell them, not just tell them with attitude. Like you are going, like, because I know the God in whom I have believed. Amen. So shall we turn in our Bibles to the book of Joshua? And we're going to read from verse 2. He says, now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, whatever you want to call it, which is beside Beth Aven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people are few. So that's Joshua chapter 7. I'm now on verse 4. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shibarim and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell on the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, alas, Lord God, why have you brought these people over the Jordan at all? Why have you brought us here to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had become content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do? Then what will that do for your great name? Then what will you do for your great name? So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thirst on your face? I'm just going to stop there. So they had an instruction, right? And they obeyed. They were meant to go spy out the land. And they spied out the land. But let me backtrack. Before this Ai, the children of Israel had already defeated a major land. Do we know which land that was? Jericho. They defeated Jericho. How did they defeat Jericho? Anyone remember? How? Yeah, Bible scholars. So the Lord said, what, go around Jericho. Remember? First, go around Jericho 7 days, right? So every day, one day, go around and come back. And then on the seventh day, how many times? Seven times. And then what happened? And then they were to give a shout. The Lord had said to them, keep quiet as you go around those first six days, and then the seventh day, right? And then they gave a shout. And then what happened? The walls fell down. And then what did they have to do? They had to go in there and fight. And then they possessed the land. Okay, so you think about it. Jericho was big. The wall was fortified. They couldn't get in there. So really and truly, if there was a battle the Israelites should have lost, it should have been the battle against Jericho. Because they couldn't even get in. The walls were, they couldn't penetrate. How did they penetrate? How? The key thing they did that gave them the victory was what? They did what? They obeyed the instructions of the Lord. They obeyed. God gave them a simple instruction and they obeyed. And as they obeyed, they got the victory, right? Listen, that instruction was, did it look like, I mean, to go to go fight and possess the land. And then you're meant to just go round and round and go round in circles. How many of us sometimes it feels like we go round in circles? And if you think about it, 6 days, they went round in circles. And really and truly, it would have looked like they were not making progress. Can you imagine the people coming back to Joshua and saying, Joshua, are you sure you heard from the Lord? All we do is go around this wall. We're not making progress. And then on the seventh day, they went round. You know, there are times when, for as long as we are in obedience to the Lord, what we're doing might look foolish. But because we're in obedience to the Lord, even though it seems like we're going around in circles, we are making progress. We are making progress. So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know I am making progress. For as long as I am in obedience to the Lord. So the children of Israel, they won a battle that they really should have lost. But because they were in obedience, they won. And then I, even look at the name I, A-I, two letters, pa, A-I. It was a smaller, it was small, it was a small place. They went, they spied out the land, and you know, the spies came back and said, look, don't even weary the people. Just send a few people there. We don't need a whole army to go there. We will finish them in no time. But something happened. They did not follow strictly. They did not obey the Lord. And so they lost a battle that they should have won. And sometimes as well, we find ourselves losing battles that we should win. If we're losing battles that even under normal circumstances we should be winning, we need to check ourselves. Tell your neighbor, check yourself. Check yourself. So what Joshua did was, Joshua prayed to the Lord. How many of us know that when we pray, when we seek his face, when we call on his name, he answers us? Put up your hand right now and say, I know the Lord hears me. He hears and he answers. Because that's what he did. Joshua fell to the ground and he prayed. And then the Lord answered. But the way the Lord answered, no, actually, let me come back. Joshua was saying to the Lord, look, why have you done this to us? Why didn't we just stay back in Jordan? Why didn't we just stay? We would have been happy with Jordan. Why did you bring us here? For this to happen, this is disgraceful. Like, and all the inhabitants, all our enemies, they will hear about this. They will laugh at us. They will say, where is their God? In the name of Jesus, put up your hand right now. In the name of Jesus, there will never come a time when people will say to you, where is the God that I serve? In Jesus' name. Joshua was saying, look, they will say, where is, what? And you know how God answers? God answers. He answers by fire. God answered. God said to him, Joshua, get up. What are you doing there? What are you doing? Get up. And then the Lord told him, Israel has sinned. And we go further. It was one person called Achan. The Lord had given specific instructions. Destroy the place. Do not take anything. Not a single thing. Don't take it. Not one thing. And you know what? Because one person was in disobedience. One. Say one. Wow. One person was in disobedience. 36 people lost their lives. One person. To the point where Joshua was now saying, look, they're going to be saying, where is our God? So, Lord, he was invoking the name of the Lord. You know, there are times when you have to pray some praise and invoke the name of the Lord. You say, Lord, I know your name is the name above every name. At the mention of your name, every knee has to bow. Lord, this situation has to bow. If it's not bowing, why? Why? And then the Lord said, look, Achan sinned. He did this and he did that. But you know, another thing that's quite interesting is, you know, Psalms 133. It says, where there is unity, what happens? God commands the blessings. It's a commandment. When you're in unity, there is power in unity. There is power in agreement. There's power in one accord. And you know what? Let me just say something. Especially married couples. I believe the strongest bond you have is with your spouse. Because the truth is, you're close with your siblings, and then your sister goes off, marries, goes to Australia, your brother marries and goes. But with your spouse, you marry, he goes off to Australia, you're going with him. She marries, you know. Do you know? So you're tight. Some people don't want to go to Australia with their spouse, it's fine. You know, but what I'm trying to, best friends, you know, you think about it. Your best friends in secondary school, where are they now? You can still be best pals, but maybe they're in Canada, you're here. Or they're in Wales, you're. But as a couple, you're together, as in, stuck on you like white on rice. So wherever you go, I go. That's how it is. And God ordained it that way. And let me tell you something. That's the biggest thing that the enemy fights. Marriages. He wants to cut that thing off. Because he knows that if two or three shall agree concerning anything, it will be done for you. So they had unity as a country. And then one person. But another key thing about Achan was that when they went to Jericho and they all did what Joshua asked them to do, you can imagine the number of times that maybe a few of the soldiers would have complained and grumbled, gone home, and the wife is saying, so did the war come down today? No, it didn't come down. I don't even know what's going on with that Joshua. It didn't come down. Day three, it didn't come down. Day five. Like, you better do something about this Joshua, because he doesn't seem to know what he's doing anymore. But they were all working together in that same unity. Don't talk, don't shout, don't do nothing. But when it came to Achan, Achan disobeyed in secret. No one saw Achan when he took what he shouldn't have taken. So I want to challenge us today. You know, 2018 is our year of Jubilee. And obedience, you know, the Bible says it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Better than the fatted of cows, of cattle. Obedience is key to our breakthrough. Obedience is key to our entering our year of Jubilee. So when the Lord says something, do it, do it. And it is particularly imperative that we just don't obey in public. We obey in secret. We obey in secret. Because you know what? When we obey in public, it's fine. But the truth of the matter is, it's more or less because of the leaders around us, because of the people we respect, because of, you know, so we're doing things just to get man's approval. But you know what? It's amazing how we are quick to disobey the Lord in secret. God can't. Yeah, no one can see. No one can see, but God sees. And we're not afraid to do something that the Lord has said we should not do, because no man can see us. The Lord is after our character. He really is. You know, God can give us everything we're believing him for right now. How many people are believing God for billions of pounds? Not everybody. Hallelujah. Kosante yebo. Hallelujah. Believe God for billions of pounds. You take your half a million and bring the rest to the house of the Lord. It's okay. But believe God for it. But the truth of the matter is, can God trust us with that much? A cattle on 1,000 hills are his. God can do it within the twinkling of an eye. So why isn't he doing it now? Good question. Good question. You know, like, when my son was 13, if I'd given him a Porsche Carrera because I loved him so much, what would he have done? He would have crashed it, most likely killed people and killed himself. So therefore, I wouldn't. I mean, I didn't have the money for the Porsche Carrera back then. But even if I had the money for the Porsche Carrera, I wouldn't have given it to him because he wasn't ready for it. And you know, God is our father, our daddy. He knows what's best for us. So before he can give us some of the things that we are believing him for, and we're saying, Lord, we're waiting on you. God is saying, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to just align yourself and let things line up. I'm waiting on you. Amen. Say, God is waiting on me. He is waiting on me. Because Ephesians 3:20 says, my God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that I can ask, think, or even begin to imagine. He can. He can. He wants to. So, why not? And one of the key things he's really waiting on is our obedience. Amen. Amen. I said about the 10 lepers. The 10 lepers, as they were walking, as they were in obedience to what Jesus has said they should do, they got healed. Hallelujah. Do you guys remember the story of Naaman? Naaman too was a leper. And he went to the prophet. And the prophet said, you know, go deep in the river. And what did Naaman say? Naaman got kind of like offended. That I thought the man of God would have come and he would have said this, he would have done this, he was expecting the dramatic. He didn't get it dramatic. And he got a simple word. And Naaman almost missed it. Almost. Because he got offended and he was going back to his country. But thank the Lord. Say to your neighbor, thank the Lord. Say, God is merciful to me. Or say it to yourself, say, God is so merciful to me. Because so many times we would have missed it. God just helps us. And so one of the servants, can you imagine one of his servants said to him, Master, all he said to do was to go and dip in this river. Why don't you at least give it a try? Thank God, because for Naaman, who wasn't going to obey the prophet, to come down and listen to his servant. That was God, don't you think? That was just God divinely intervene. Put up your hand right now and say, Lord Jesus, divinely intervene in my matter, in all my affairs. If ever I'm missing it, Lord, send help to me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That guy, that servant that spoke up. And what if that guy was too intimidated by his master? Yes. To have said, oh, Master, why don't you at least? What if? May our helpers never be intimidated in the name of Jesus. May they deliver what they need to deliver to us in the name of Jesus. May our helpers speak out and speak up on our behalf in Jesus' name. Because you know what? God also uses human beings. God, most of the time, God uses human beings. He would use us. So also say, Lord Jesus, I am a helper to so many, And Lord, help me to be the helper that you have called me to be. In the name of Jesus. Because you think about it, what if the helper, the servant, had been so consumed with himself and focused on himself and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to say this because he might get really cross and he might sack me and I may lose my job and then shut his mouth. What would have happened to Naaman? He would have missed his blessing. Say, I will not miss my blessing. In the name of Jesus. I will not miss my blessing. In the name of Jesus. So talking about obedience. Obedience is key. Obedience is critical. Another example is Jehoshaphat. Remember, 2 Chronicles. When Jehoshaphat had this king harassing him, what did Jehoshaphat do? I'm going to go read 2 Chronicles right now. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, obedience is key. Obedience in public as well as in private. Say especially in private. Let me actually talk about that, because you know what? What we do in private is critical, because no man can see, but God sees. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord keeps a man from evil. If we can do things in private, thinking no one sees us, and we think we can do it and get away with it, it means actually we don't fear our God. And then also the Bible says, if you love me, obey my commandments. So I'd say it's not just a we don't fear our God thing, but it's also a love thing. It's a love thing. Dun, dun. And you might turn around and say, what's love got to do with it? But the truth is, love has a lot to do with it. Because when you love somebody, all you want to do is please them. All you want to do is make them happy. All you want to do, like Bruce, all Bruce wants to do. I mean, the truth is, we have priorities, okay? So it's God first. Love the Lord with all of your heart and all of your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. But then the Lord also says, husbands, love your wives. Hallelujah. Wives, respect your husbands. But husbands, love your wives. So, you know, so really and truly, all you want to do is love your wife. And it's not about how you think you should love her. It's about how she wants to be loved. Hallelujah. It's how she wants to be loved. It's not how you think. No. It's true. It's not how you think you should love me. It's how I want you to love me. Because you have to know what my love language is. And it doesn't matter if your love language doesn't go that way. You have to learn my love language. And look, I'm talking marriage, but I'm talking about God. It's the truth. I'm going to love the Lord the way he wants me to love him. That's how it is. If you love me, obey my commandments. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. But Lord, I love you, but I still got to hold on to this. No, the Lord said, love me. If you do, obey. So if we can do things in secret like Achan did, then it's not just we don't fear the Lord. It's we need to check our love level. How much love do we really have for the Lord? And you know, they say talk is cheap, right? Talk is cheap. Talk is free. It's true. You don't even have to be. But action is expensive. So it's not what we say, it's what we do. Hallelujah. So say to your neighbor, it's not what you say, it's what you do that counts. Love the Lord with all of your heart. And if you love the Lord, you will obey his commandments. And you know, the key thing about obedience is when we obey the Lord, it's for our own good. It's for our own benefit. We will reap the rewards. Because everything the Lord says we should do, when we do it, it will be beneficial for us. And those things he says we shouldn't do, when we don't do it, it will be of benefit to us. You know, God is merciful and is gracious and is loving and is kind, but we must never take God's love for granted. We must never take his mercies for granted. Never. Because we know that when we disobey the Lord, all we need to do is we go and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. And he forgives us, right? You do it again, he forgives. But really, I love my husband so much. He's been praying that I won't come near him all morning. I know. Sending me signals. Hallelujah. So what I want to do, I want to do things. I should leave him alone. No. Hallelujah. No, I can't. You know, if I know something upset, apart from this one that I know he doesn't really like that I keep doing. If I know he doesn't like something and I keep doing it, I do it again and again and again and again. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. And I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I say, what is that about? I'm taking his love for granted, aren't I? Like I keep doing things that he doesn't like persistently. What? It hurts him. But then I come back and I say, I'm sorry, and I do it again. No, when we say to the Lord, sorry, what we need to do is make sure we make a U-turn, we repent. We're not doing that again. We're not. If perchance we do it again, we did not deliberately, and we're really contrite. Amen? Yes. So really, the key for us, one of the keys for us in our year of Jubilee is obedience. To enter what God has for us, to possess what God has for us, we need to be in obedience. That's the difference between Jericho, conquering Jericho, and conquering Ai. Jericho, what they were doing, their actions looked silly, looked stupid, but they were in obedience, and they were in one accord. They were in unity. Hallelujah. And so, when they finished doing what the Lord had instructed them to do, they were able to conquer the land and possess the land. Amen. Yeah. With I. They couldn't. Simply because of disobedience. One person in the camp disobeyed. Yeah. And you know what? It's easy for us to think, I can. How could you? Look, all of us have Achan's tendencies. Because you might think, oh, Achan stole. No. All he did was, he stole, yes. He lied, yes. But he disobeyed. You know, we're quick to judge other people. Very quick. Very quick. The things that we will do and ask for mercy, when other people do it, we ask, Lord, catch them. It's true. Classic example, every now and then, you know, every now and then, you know, the Bible says, obey the laws of the land. Say to your neighbor, obey the laws of the land. That's another thing we need to obey. Yeah, Jubilee, we need to obey the laws of the land. But every now and then, I'm just kind of, just in a bit of a hurry. And I'm just going down, and suddenly, you know, my shoe just kind of, my foot steps on the accelerator, and I just kind of go over the 40 mark. And then kind of go past the camera. And I'm like, oh my God, Lord Jesus, a camera. Lord, please, in Jesus' name, that camera will not work. The battery will fail. This will happen. And that will happen to you in the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment of that traffic light in Jesus' name. Like, God is, get up. What are you praying? Get up. Simple, obey. But listen, when someone, I'm driving and someone just cuts in front of me and does, and then they don't realize that there's a traffic light there and they speed. And I see the camera like, yes, in the name of Jesus, that camera will snap there. Yes, that will teach them a lesson. Snap, snap, double portion. Yeah. Yes. But in my case, Lord, mercy, be merciful to me. Well, like that. And so sometimes when we see actions, we're quick to judge them. We forget that we all are like that. But for the mercies of the Lord, but for the mercies of the Lord, we would have been consumed. Hallelujah. So, you know what? We're in the month of May. That's the fifth month. And May, so five is a symbol of grace. And Pastor Paul has been teaching us that grace is what? So I believe that the month of May is the month of favor. In Jesus' name. And we had a testimony, didn't we? We're starting our Koshantelembos. Believe God. But in the month of May, you know what we're believing God for? We're not just believing God for finances, because I know that there are things that money cannot fix. Hallelujah. There's some things money cannot fix. Only God can. Hallelujah. But also, we need money. So we're going to believe God for money. We're going to believe God for health. We're going to believe in for babies. We're going to believe him for everything. Everything that you're believing God for, especially those things that no man can do, God can do, right? But listen, the month of May is the month of favor. Believe God for favor. And then, you know, like AI. May is the sister to AI. Because I has two letters. May has how many? Three letters. Hallelujah. So the way I think about it, just flow with me, okay? I know May is a month and I is a country. It's fine. But, you know, the nation of Ai, they could not get in because of disobedience. They went back and possessed the land, yes. But we have learned. Hallelujah. But also because May has just three letters in it, I just believe that May is short, right? And so, you know, in the month of May, the prayers that we have been praying for long, we will pray short prayers and get short answers. The Lord will answer swiftly in the name of Jesus. May the month of May be. We're going to make some declarations about the month of May. So can we just rise up to our feet right now? We're going to purpose in our hearts that may be the month where I will fully obey the Lord. Put up your hands right now. Just lift up your hands. Say, may be the month that I will fully, completely obey the Lord. And it's not a maybe, okay? You know, maybe is doubt. Maybe we're praying. So just lift up your hearts right now. Everything that you're believing God for in the year of Jubilee, believe God that May will be the month where you will step into that. You know, when you know that you've stepped into the month where you've turned a corner in the name of Jesus, and you're not going to be moved by what you see or what you feel in Jesus' name. You're just going to be moved by the word of God, because the prophet of this house has announced that 2018 is a year of Jubilee. So we have entered into a year of Jubilee. So I declare in the name of Jesus that may be that month for us. Lord, may be the month where we would open up the floodgates of heaven and rain down your blessings in the name of Jesus. May be the month of answered prayers in the name of Jesus. May be the month where we have been persisting in prayer. We have been knocking on the door. We have been banging on the door. May be that month where that door will open automatically for us. In the name of Jesus, may be the month of favor, divine, unusual, supernatural, exceptional favor. May be the month where, Lord, may be the month where we will all testify that the Lord did for us what no man could do. Lord, maybe that month, oh God, maybe the beginning of months for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe the month, oh God, where you fill our mouth with testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Kolamba yande shede, kelebo soto. Kolamba yande shede. Lift up your voices to the Lord. Kolamba yande shende yembo. Hallelujah. Maybe, Lord Jesus, maybe that month where we will thank the Lord with all of our hearts. We will bless the Lord with all of our souls. We will not forget any of His benefits, oh God. Let maybe that month, the beginning of months for us. Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you praise. Jehovah, we give you honor. Lord, we give you glory. Father, we take the key of obedience, oh God, and we use it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We use the key of obedience to unlock doors. We thank you. We praise you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.